You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
I'm going to hand the microphone over to J-Dub for a moment because J-Dub's having a talk to our lovely host up here, yes, at Moira. So we'll let you go there, Jason.
Yeah, we are. We're talking to Kristen Retallick once again. Kristen, I just wanted to touch on the actual art pieces that are here in the Cube. We're just talking to Terry Cowley, actually, on the phone. Well, I was just talking to her, obviously our breakfast presenter, and on behalf of her, also just a huge thank you. And she just sort of spoke about the connection, like through your previous life, I guess, and into your new role, and how everything just sort of seems to feed into each other. So no, we really, really appreciate the connection, and we hope to be able to support you in your role, you know, which is still, you know, relatively new from here on in. But let's now talk about the actual art pieces that are in here. We've got 30 pieces, is that right?
24, I think 24, it is, but
okay.
Close, nearly 30. We can say just under 30.
Yeah, just under 30.
Well, 25 officially, because we did get one more piece.
We did. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, we will talk about that because it's quite an exciting piece. It's our only sculptural piece, and it's a floral arrangement done by Zoe McNair. So she's from near Nathalia, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And it's actually a collection of local sort of flora and all sorts of different plants that are sort of tied onto a rusty pole.
Yeah, she found a structure.
Is that a good description?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
rusty pole with a base.
Yep.
She found that, I think she said she found it on her dad's farm and decided that would probably work as the basis for her structure. And she created that piece live in front of an audience in Nathalia for our floral demonstration.
Mm.
So now it's become part of the exhibition. So the rest of the Moira Midwinter Festival gets to enjoy that as an actual artwork now.
Yeah. Now, we touched on a few of the pieces that are on display here as part of the exhibition that are in the Cube, but we didn't have as much detail as what we do now. So let's use this time to perhaps talk in some detail about some of the feature pieces, should we say, because we might not have time to go through all 24 of
them. Yeah, we're not going to be able to talk about all of them, but I can certainly talk a little bit about a couple of them that I guess people have shown a lot of interest in.
Mm.
One, I guess, I want to mention is Iris Troutman's piece, Remembering Our Songlines. Iris is from over in Yarrawonga and she's a First Nations artist. It's a beautiful work and it's always gets attention. People love it. It's an acrylic piece, but it has a lot of texture. So it's one of those pieces that the kids are always tempted to have a bit of a rub.
Yes.
Mm.
So we do have to remind them about those.
It's a touchy-feely, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It does look like that.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous work.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know, it is.
Yeah, so
It's certainly one that drew my eye when I first walked into the Cube in Nathalia last week. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's just really special for us to really highlight our First Nations artists and what they do. So we hope that grows more in the future when we do more exhibition-based work.
Mm.
Another one I really would like to talk about is Lyndon Lancaster's Superb Haven. Now, Lyndon's an artist from Pakola, and she is an art quilter. So she's, absolutely. Mm. I think she's actually done some interviews on 1FM before. Mm. Absolutely gorgeous work she makes. But the reason why I want to speak about her is there's a bit of a special connection. Lyndon is actually Erin Haycox's mum, and Erin is part of the band that's playing on Sunday.
The Broken Creek Band?
Yeah.
Oh, right,
so,
yep.
Mm. Yeah, nice little art and music family going on there.
Yeah, for sure. So just a reminder to everybody that there's plenty more happening here at the site. starting from the market tomorrow morning, from 8 right through till midday. There's some workshopping going on here and, of course, some music. Also, there's so much going on across the entire region. I think it would be remiss of us not to mention, of course, the White Night Festival and hopefully some visitors from that, which they're expecting quite a few, might mosey on up here possibly on Sunday to check this this space out and also the other, hopefully take part in some of the other activities that are happening, including checking out the Broken Creek Band on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I think that'd be a great little extra thing to do if you were coming up here for White Night, or if you're from Shepparton and going to White Night and want to really extend that arts experience for the whole weekend. Cobham's only half an hour from Shepparton, so come and see us.
That'd be great. That's it. Yeah. Well, that's if you're... Yeah, it's a little bit longer than...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
About 47 minutes.
Yeah. 45, 50
minutes. If it's under an hour, it's about half an hour.
About half an hour. Exactly right. Yeah. Golden Valley time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Look, anything else that you feel would be important to touch on before we finish up our live broadcasting this afternoon here from the Cube?
Well, I guess the most immediate thing is that we are doing an official opening at 5 p.m. and we have Auntie Faye Lynham coming along and doing a welcome to country for that.
Yeah.
So it would be great to see some people coming down to celebrate what the artists have achieved in their work and the beginning of the pod being here in Cobram and the Moira Midwinter Festival for Cobram.
Yeah, it
fantastic.
Would be. It would be really nice. So don't forget, you can pop by and be part of the smoking ceremony. Also, as part of the Welcome to Country.
Not sure about the smoking. We're still a little bit up in the air about whether that's happening.
Because of the... Right. Yeah. Okay.
But we definitely have a welcome.
Yeah. That's excellent. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Cool. Well, what have you got lined up for us,
Johnny? A little bit of Chuck Berry to see us out through for this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Take us up to the news and to Ralph Whitehead back in the studios.
Well,
yeah, absolutely. And then we'll in the car and we'll head home, mate. Yeah,
yeah, we will. Look, I'd just like to say a huge thank you to yourself for having us along here. And, you know, we genuinely hope that this is the beginning of a really significant and long-term partnership. Our organisation, is here to serve the community. It's why we exist. And certainly parts of the community that are more diverse and perhaps don't get the airtime that, as old mate goes past in his six-litre vehicle, some of the other more mainstream activities across the area do, and the arts is certainly one of those that could certainly get a bit more media attention. So anything that we can do to support you in your role, anything that we can do to support your council across this area of our listenership, we'd love to hear about, because we're more than pleased to be a part of it. So really, really appreciate it. So thanks heaps.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming along. It's been a fantastic addition to it.
Really has. And to yourself and to Natalie, thanks for looking after us. It's been absolutely great.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.